This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. economy has moved a step closer to recession. New figures out today show that in the third quarter, the economy actually shrank for the first time in more than 8 years. President Bush today urged Congress to quickly pass his proposals to stimulate the economy. He said it's time to get to work and get something done.
People are having tough times in America. People are losing their jobs, and I'm deeply concerned about that. I know you are as well.
Thousands of workers across a range of industries have been laid off since the terrorist attacks. New unemployment figures will be out Friday, and that news is not expected to be good. The September unemployment rate, 4.9%, is still low by historical standards, but that's little consolation to many low-income workers who filed claims. Some are finding the benefits too meager to live on, if there are benefits at all. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Temp Hill got laid off in September. He'd been working full-time as a maintenance man in a Chicago hospital for 9 months. He filed for unemployment, but he got a letter back saying he wasn't eligible because he hadn't made enough money. According to state rules, Hill's most recent 6 months on the job didn't count.
I was $41.95 short. I mean, I couldn't believe it, really. I don't receive any benefits at all. When you're depending on this money to come in, I mean, there's no other outside money coming in, and then receive this letter telling you that you've been rejected, you know, it hurts. It hurts a lot.
In fact, most Americans who lose their jobs nowadays don't collect unemployment compensation, often because they haven't worked enough hours or earned enough money to qualify. Attorney Lisa Lawler-Gratiter is with the Legal Assistance Foundation of Metropolitan Chicago.
The national recipiency rate in the country is 38%, which means that 38% of people who are become unemployed are actually able to receive unemployment insurance benefits.
That percentage has fallen as the makeup of the American workforce has changed. Gratiter says the unemployment insurance system was designed back in the 1930s for men working full-time.
The people who were not a part of that workforce in the 30s are the people that are falling through the cracks. The women who are working part-time as they try to balance a childcare schedule with their spouse. People that are just re-entering the workforce after having been on welfare. And low-income workers working for the federal minimum wage.
And those who do qualify can still find themselves in trouble. Usually, unemployment pays about half of what a worker's been earning, up to a limit. States have set different ceilings, ranging from upwards of $500 a week in Massachusetts down to just $190 in Alabama and Mississippi. Abiba Tesvi's benefits total $191. That's tough to live on.
I'm a single mother and I have one son, 6 years old.
Tesvi lives outside Washington, D.C., and lost her job preparing meals for Sky Chef, which services flights out of National Airport. She's gotten only one check so far, and her bills add up to more than her benefits.
For apartment, $729. For electric, $34. For water, $10. For my car insurance, $124.
And, she says, the rent is past due.
If I don't pay, they throw out my stuff. And me and my son, I don't know where we're going.
Jose Ochoa is in a little better shape. He's been living off his savings since he lost his job as a waiter. But Ochoa is worried about the future and the fact that no one seems to be hiring waiters anymore. He's seeking help from his union, Hotel and Restaurant Employees Local 25. He tells the union's servicing director, Mabel Boatwright, he has bills to pay and four children to support.
I've been a waiter for over 10 years now, and that's basically the only thing that I know. My savings are almost running out, and I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months. I have my mortgage, my water bills, and my gas.
We were informed by the community service agency that they are out of money. Do you have any shut-off notices? Have you got an eviction notice? Have you got a notice to go to court?
Boatwright says the union has only enough money for true emergencies because the charities it relies on are running dry. Half of Local 25's members are unemployed, according to organizing director Jorge Rivera.
The major problem we're having is that a sizable majority of the members who have already applied for unemployment immediately after September 11th have yet to receive one unemployment check because the system was swamped with applicants.
The union is trying to tide the neediest members over with rent money and boxes of food.
I mean, there's a couple boxes of cereal, there's raisins, there's pears, there's beans, orange juice, spaghetti, shampoo, corn syrup, spaghetti sauce.
And but Rivera says the food only goes so far and the members' needs are enormous. The swelling number of unemployed is also draining state unemployment insurance trust funds. Philip Levine is a professor of economics at Wellesley College in Massachusetts.
Among the states that are at risk, we would include Texas, New York, California, Florida, and Illinois, and that represents about over a third of the nation's population.
Levine says Texas and New York have only a third of the money they would need to keep their trust funds solvent if this recession proves as severe as the one back in the early 1990s. He says states have several options.
The first thing that they can do is increase their taxes on firms. The second thing that they can do is cut benefit levels. Alternatively, they could restrict benefit eligibility so that some people won't be able to get benefits at all. And finally, they can take money from other places within the state budget. In times of recession, none of those options really are very good.
During previous recessions, the federal government has stepped in to help, and it may again. Congressional Democrats want to use federal funds to broaden eligibility, boost benefit levels, and help workers whose benefits have run out. But most Republicans argue that cutting taxes is a better way to stimulate the economy and get people back to work. For now, people like Temp Hill, who don't qualify for unemployment, will have to manage on their own. Hill can't pay his rent, so he's being evicted.
I'm going to take all my belongings and put them in storage. And then I'll try to see if I can find somewhere for me and my son to stay. I might even have to go to a shelter.
Hill, who was once a maintenance supervisor, says he doesn't like to admit this, but he's had to go to the Salvation Army to get a box of food.
I don't need clothes, I don't need cigarettes, I don't need this and that, but we have to eat. And it's a shame where during this time that we say that America is supposed to be getting together, we're all reaching out to each other. I mean, we're even sending food off to other countries, dropping it out of airplanes. You know, we have people right here, though, that are being laid off, that are suffering right now, really. That's the truth.
Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.